I think what happened here is that the Trump administration is, their whole foreign relations stuff, because of the cuts in the State Department staffing, have gotten pretty chaotic. And I think that somehow they bowed to pressure from the Netanyahu and the Israeli government to close the office, and then realized that that was a mistake, because the Trump administration has this goal of trying to at least look like they're trying to broker a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. So they had to back off and allow the office to remain open, because otherwise they couldn't have any negotiations. So that's why they reversed course on it, I think.